Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I remember our first year walking through the tailgates before games and just getting a feel for the crowd, getting a feel for the vibe. And I just think that those people are real out there, right? They're real and their passion is real. I was at a ball field yesterday, in fact, and leaving the game, and I usually sit in the outfield, and a gentleman came up to me and he was sitting in the outfield about 30 yards away. And he came over before the about last couple outs of the game, and he said, "Hey," introduced himself, and we're walking away, and he says, "Hey, I appreciate, you know, what you've done, what you guys have done with the team." And he said, "I got to tell you, I was losing hope. I was kind of losing my flavor for the Bills, this and that, before you guys got there." And I certainly thanked him for that, showed my appreciation, and he said, "Hey," he said, "I just get this feeling that that over the years, the Bills have been okay being number two." And I was like, you don't know me and you don't know this.
Someone said that to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that is the furthest thing from who we are. The furthest thing from who we are.
Thanks for sharing that story. That's
yeah. It didn't end up the way you expected it to.
No, it did not.
I was like, wow.
Not.
But from time to time, that's right. You know, and so, but you go back to the night of the Super Bowl in my mind, that I can see it, right? And what that's going to look like. And like, I want to be able to give that to that person that came in and said, "Hey, here you go."
Yeah.
You're no longer number two. You're number one.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott with Sal and Matt Bove on the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. Someone in the chat on YouTube saying what I think a lot of people might be thinking, which is, imagine saying that to the head coach of the Bills.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's awesome.
Imagine saying, "I feel like you're good with second place."
Oh, hey, Coach Nate here. Great to meet you. Really love everything you've been doing with the team. By the way, it seems like you guys like losing.
Feel like you don't want to win.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
What a thing to say.
Yeah.
So anyway, a little look into the conversation between Sal, Matt, and Sean McDermott there. You know, whatever. I'll just throw this out there at you. The Bills are becoming a very public team.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's McDermott doing media, and you know, there's plenty in the media about how he's kind of changed a little bit, and some of the conversation was about how he's evolved, and you know, last year there's a lot about that. Whatever. Like Bean is out most days talking with somebody on some show nationally. Like there's an awful lot of let's get our messaging out, and whether that's coordinated between the two or if it's just these guys feel like chatting, whatever it might be, whatever the motivation, you know, these are not decisions that are just spur of the moment. Sure, I'll do that. You make a decision to, Yeah, I'm going to be more available. I want to speak to Bills fans more often. In the case of McDermott here with Sal and Matt, that's a lot of Bills fans.
Yeah.
With Bean and his kind of tour lately, he's been talking to the entire NFL
yeah.
at every opportunity he can get. So
a little of it, though, is, yeah, I mean, willingness is certainly a thing. But there's a reason why McAfee has him on as much as he does. He's a good quote. Like, you don't have random people. Like, how many times, John Lynch is this. John Lynch is a decent quote. When you put him up there, he'll talk. But, you know, like, for me, Bean has been, largely, very good in the media. Like, he gives you more than just nonsense, regular football. McDermott used to be that guy, where it was just football talk. That's it. Speak. Football speak.
Trust the process.
Coach speak. He has softened up quite a bit.
Yeah.
But Bean's always, I thought, been a good interview. And, you know, I would think guys like McAfee, there's a certain type of personality that is good for that show. And I think that's why he's on there often.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Bills rookie minicamp today. Yeah. Draft picks getting signed. It's happening faster than ever.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's almost like I saw like some teams sign their full class. Here's the Jags signed 3 picks. The Vikings signed 3 of 4. Sal told a story there about how the young guy didn't know who Ricky Waters was. You know what young guys also kind of don't really know, young folks, is that draft picks used to not sign immediately. And there used to be way more holdouts and drama and will a guy sign. And now you don't even think about it. Maben didn't sign. Is he the last one to come in late? Joey Bosa did, right? Didn't Bosa with the Chargers because of offset language? Every couple years, you get one guy where it's, there's some small thing about the language of the contract, and it always gets done. Maben was one, though.
Mm.
Maben was on the wrong foot.
Yes.
Like, this started on the wrong foot.
Yeah, it was bad right from the start. Wow, Maben, that's not a name I think I've removed that whole...
Maben?
Whatever section of my brain, that was... Oh, gosh, what a time. That was peak drought, right? Aaron Maben?
Sure.
Would we consider that peak drought?
Like, what's the most drought move of the drought? The droughtiest drought move.
Drafting Willis McGahee.
I feel like Spiller is the answer.
Spiller is the answer.
Is that right?
When you already had Marshawn and Fred Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we've arrived at it.
It was easier than I thought.
The droughtiest drought move.
We have the drought timeline behind me in the studio here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the newspaper clipping from...
Oh, jeez.
And again, you want to talk about the sprinkles of hope? Those are all in bold right there. T.O. Rex.
Rex had won games. Rex had won playoff games.
Yeah. He was credibility, kind of.
I didn't think Rex was the worst idea because he had shown he can win in the league. And then he came here and, you know, it didn't exactly happen. Yeah. Thank goodness that's over.
Yes.
Now we live in the timeline where it's a fan says to the coach who's won five straight division titles, I feel like you're good. You're only good with second place, which that's one thing, you know, listen, agree to disagree on certain things about the way they do things. I've never felt that about this organization, that they're good for that.
No, I want to hesitate because I mentioned earlier how I don't really want to watch McDavid and the Oilers win. It's kind of the Oilers have gotten to a Stanley Cup final, but McDavid's the guy in their sport that's got to win it. Like, he's like the best player that hasn't won it, and I kind of think that about Josh Allen too.
It's either it's Josh or Lamar.
Yes,
it's those two. They have to. One of them has to win.
One of them. I would like it to be Josh. Clearly,
yes, for sure.
Clearly,
but never have felt like. There's a fine line to walk between accepting second, mm-hmm. which that person said to McDermott, and also, hey, we didn't win, but we're still damn good.
Yeah.
And I guess if you say that enough times, there are going to be people that say, I don't care about that anymore. Talk is cheap. You got to get the job done. Like, no one would dispute they have been great.
Fantastic. Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Pretty much the entire Josh
Dominant.
Allen era, and fully expect them to be great again this year. And it'll all come down to, you know, did they win it? How many years can ESPN or whoever put the stat up next year's draft? Most wins in the last 7 years without a Super Bowl appearance, you know, if they don't make it. They're not the first franchise to kind of go through this, right? The Eagles with Andy Reid went through this. Congratulations, you're amazing. You're losing the NFC Championship game all the time and then won Super Bowl. And this was, for a while, what? The Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves went far a lot and lost in the World Series and lost. And they eventually broke through. So it feels like it's not an uncharted waters kind of existence, but it is we don't know if they'll ever get to that final destination. And this year they have as good a chance as any.
Yeah,
803-0550. And 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in for Joe. You can give us a ring if you want. When we get back, I almost got. I maybe got for 5 seconds on a fake Bills acquisition.
Mm.
I want to tell you about it because I think, you know, it's kind of funny. We'll get to that coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.